frequently with the aid of a mainframe or mini computer. Historically, their information, collected or generated, has T within the industrial model for resource management. This level requires that the lower levels, institutionally developed and controlled information systems, integrate with personal systems so that individual needs and institutional needs are both met in a personally unique and highly autonomous fashion of each individual involved. Libraries and personal info within Bacon's paradigm. Libraries have been part of both level for all the concern. Librarians have lavished over management and automation of institutional collections. Library literature reflects very little interest in the problems and needs created by personal collections maintained by patrons. As a result, the essential nature of these collections has been recognized as eclectic, idiosyncratic, and labeled. The advent of the microcomputer puts the end user at the beginning of a higher level of needs and a level that is, in terms of organization and management, significantly different from the lower levels. Information for autonomy. Maslow argues that once people have a secure sense of belonging to a family and a group, they then become concerned about their own egos and their sense of self-esteem. Then, the need is to obtain a unique and more autonomous position within the group. The individual's use of information systems targets these needs. With the basic systems of information needed for survival and function within the institution provided, the end user seeks level 4, personal information systems that work at the OLS and also relate to activities at home and in the external world. They want a cohesive information environment, not just from the point of view of the institution, but also from that of their individuality. With that need, says Bacon, we move beyond the factory model of information overseen by the information OLS set. Maslow's now level is self-actualization, in which the individual functions within the group or institution with personal ego needs and institutional needs in harmony. Translated to an information environment. 32 and level 3 systems supporting the educational, recreational, and or research needs of the patron age they were established to serve. Within level 2, the library has been the warehouse in which information was stored. As part of level 3, it has been the combination of people and guides that facilitate the commingling of patron and information. Although libraries have a long and venerable tradition, they are not where patrons look RST for information. A 1985 survey by the American Council of Learned Societies revealed that academics in all else except classics regard their personal libraries as more important than the institutional libraries they use. One Northrop et al. Found that medical doctors, residents and students in an academic health sciences center all rely on their personal libraries more than any other source of information. For so profound that, regardless of discipline area, academic researchers prefer to use their personal collections because they are more conveniently located than libraries. 2. Arranged to suit the researcher's idiosyncrasies. And 3. Always available when wanted, not subject to other borrowers. 5. Clearly academic and academic health center libraries have been better as level 2 systems than level 3. And the nature of research is library journal November L. 1987 such that intuitively, researchers have known that they really need level 4 systems that supply information where and when they need it. In response, scholars in all disciplines create and maintain level 4 personal collections of materials. These collections contain a wide variety of information sources and types, from books to stacks of computer punched cards, and range from a few dozen to tens of thousands of items. Significantly, Soper also found a direct relationship between the size of scientists' persona collections and the size of the institutional library the researcher was associated with. Conrming that their function is not to supplement an inadequate library but to circumvent the inconvenience and stress of library use. Scholars keep personal collections for the reasons Maslow suggests: desire to control and integrate one's environment and life. 6. Such control and integration are not easily achieved, whatever the size of a personal collection. The most vexing part of maintaining a personal information system is the problem of organizing and managing it. 7. For all the concern, librarians have lavished over management and automation of institutional collections, and for all the expertise they have gained as a result, library literature reacts very little interest in the problems and needs created by personal collections maintained by patrons. Occasionally, a special librarian has been confronted by the problems and has assisted in the development of an institutional system to support the individual systems aid as a result.